Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As I think about John's baptism, Jesus' baptism by John at the Jordan, a song from my youth comes into my head, which I have altered slightly, and I can't really do it. I'm going to imitate it because it would require a guitar, a couple pedals, and an amplifier. But it went something like this. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. And the line that came to my head was, I love that dirty water. Oh, oh, Jordan, you're my home. Ba, 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 da. Because you see, the Jordan River, where we really think Jesus was baptized, is not the one that they take the tourists to. You know, I learned that very early on, that the site they take the tourists to, the river's nice and broader, you know, and a little deeper. It looks nicer. But the part where John did the baptism was the part that it looks more like a dirty creek, you know, as we call it around here. You know, not very deep, maybe up to the knees, you know, in the really wet season, and maybe just above your ankle in places, and just not very clean water. And you know, that makes sense, because if you remember, we had the lesson a few months ago about Naaman, who went to the Jordan because he was told to by the prophet, and he didn't want to go in the waters of the Jordan. Because compared to the rivers back in Babylon, hey, this thing looked like a dirty creek. Well, that's basically what the Jordan was. It was dirty water. And I think that's an important part of the story. As it was for Naaman, so it is here. Because I think the fact that Jesus was not baptized over here where they take the tourists to where it looks real good, but in the kind of ordinary old water over here that is the Jordan in that stretch, it's important. It's important. Detail. Reminds us of a couple of things I think that we need to keep in mind. The first is, it reminds us of the preciousness of the ordinary. The whole story of Jesus is not about someone who went to a palace, lived a good life, hung out with only the elite people in society. No, the story was that he was born in a difficult time to ordinary people and lived a somewhat ordinary life, at least for part. Because I think God wants to remind us in the story of his son that God has claimed the ordinary, not just the special events, not just the glamorous, not just the great-looking things and places and people, but all of us. All of us ordinary, dirty water people, you know? And life is like that. You know, life is not always crystal clear waters. Quite a bit of life is kind of murky and dirty, and we're not sure exactly how we're getting along with it. But the story of Jesus' baptism, for our sakes, is that God claims the ordinary and does, through the ordinary, extraordinary things. Not that he comes through the extraordinary. He comes through the ordinary. Water. Isn't that baptismal fun? The only thing that makes it holy is not anything we do. It's God's presence. Bread and wine. Let's face it. We don't get enough to hardly taste. I mean, it's not like we have a luxurious meal here. But it's enough. Because it's not about the amount of water. It's not about the quality of the water or the brine or the wine or the bread. It's about God's spirit, God's presence, God's blessing that makes it holy. It's holy baptism, not holy water. It's holy communion, not holy wine and bread. And isn't that the way that God works in life? That God is present in ordinary events, among ordinary people, trying to live out lives of faith is how God's message of hope gets passed. Yes, sometimes there are extraordinary events, but they're rather usually the result of a lot of ordinary things happening that lead to something extraordinary. And so, I think part of the story of Jesus' baptism, if we want to get back to probably how we think it best originally happened, was not extraordinary. But ordinary, then God's Spirit comes and makes the ordinary extraordinary. And so are our lives. Our lives may at times seem kind of murky and muddy to us, perhaps, and we kind of feel like one day is putting the foot in front of the other, but to God, every moment of every day of our lives is precious and holy because he has chosen to come among us, to be with us, for his Spirit to live among us. And his gospel is proclaimed in the ordinary things that we do. The ordinary ways we show kindness. The ordinary ways that we sometimes get flustered but then apologize for it. The ordinary ways we care for each other are visible signs of an extraordinary God. And that's what I think part of the baptism of Jesus is supposed to be all about. It's about God coming among us. It's saying to us, I think, that our lives are special, even if they are quite ordinary at times. And that the things we do matter, and that the way we live matter, and that we matter. Even if sometimes we don't even feel like we matter to the Lord God. And His presence is not just at certain times, but at all times with us. Now, if it really is all about the amount of Spirit and the amount of presence of God and not about us, then maybe that also says something about the way we ought to look at each other. That we quite easily, and I'm as guilty of that as the next person, judge people by certain criteria I've worked up into my own mind. I mean, they tell us, and I think they're pretty accurate on this, that we form opinions on people within 10 seconds or less of meeting them. We don't know people in 10 seconds, but we form opinions quickly. Rather is the image of what God does, who comes among us in the midst of our struggles and our failures and our patterns and loves and works through us for the long haul. So maybe, just maybe, if we were baptized in dirty water, those people who sometimes we look down our noses upon or make quick judgments upon, maybe they are part of God's potential. Because I'm telling you, they are. The people we write off for whatever reason, the barriers we put between each other, don't exist in God's eyes that way. Because God sees us as His own precious, claimed children. So imagine how different it is if we didn't quite get those quick judgments with people, or at least if we had them, we could laugh at them and learn to know each other a little bit better. Yeah, it's great among ourselves here because we have lots of contact, lots in common. But I'm talking about when we walk outside those doors, when we go back into the muddy waters of whatever is our lives are. What if we see ourselves a little bit of the way God sees us? It's precious, holy, and special. And we see others that way. How much different could our conversations be? How much different could the way we live be? How much more would this God who's amidst and among the ordinary be visible to us? Because that's what God is. Whether we recognize it or not, He's come down to the dirty waters of the Jordan. He's come down to the dirty waters of Bill Neighbors and everyone else gathered here in His baptized name. That's what I think God Jesus is trying to do with His baptism. To make us see ourselves anew through the eyes of God and to recognize how precious, special, every moment, every day, every relationship is, and how God is with us even when we don't recognize it. Because God did not come to the clean waters. He came to the Jordan. Oh, I love that dirty water because God is in it with us. Amen.
Amen.